USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. drone strike in August was thought to have killed ISIS-K members, but the Pentagon said 10 civilians were accidentally killed instead. Defense officials saying this is a tragic mistake that could have been because U.S. forces were rushed by having to leave Afghanistan by the end of August. But Florida Republican Senator Michael Walls tells Fox News that wasn't the issue.
Before, we had human assets that can verify. We had sensors. We had signals intelligence. You can verify that drone intelligence so that you don't make mistakes like this. Again, all of that is now gone.
A key advisory panel is recommending for distribution of Pfizer booster COVID shots for those 65 and over and high-risk people. The panel earlier overwhelmingly voting against the Pfizer COVID booster shots for the general population. The FDA does not have to follow either recommendation.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The sister of a missing Florida woman's fiancé is speaking out about the woman's disappearance. Cassie Laundrie telling ABC's Good Morning America her family wants Gabby Petito to be found safe.
Me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister and my children love her. And all I want is for her to come home safe and found and this to be just a big misunderstanding.
Brian has refused to speak with investigators after he returned to Florida without Gabby, protests taking place outside of his home. The CDC is investing over $2 billion in controlling and preventing COVID infections across the healthcare industry. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives some details on the plan.
This includes improving laboratory capacity to detect infectious threats, training healthcare workers in a first-of-its-kind program, and expanding data so we can track infections real-time and monitor progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Some in the media are continuing to shame people that are choosing not to get vaccinated.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African Americans. Something like 30% of African Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, and according to the most recent data put out by the Kaiser Family Foundation, across 42 states, the percentage of white people that have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose are 52%, which is roughly 1.2 times higher than the rate for black people, which is 43%. This as San Francisco Mayor Democrat London Breed was caught on video Wednesday night dancing and singing without a mask indoors at a nightclub. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.